100. Carson Osivar had also driven his way up to the front before blowing an engine on a restart. And once again, Mark, it looks like Osivar is doing it again, solidly in the top 10 and moving forward.
He's currently running ninth, trying to track down Ty Gibbs there in turn one.
As they battle for position, Osivar will go up the racetrack, trying to find some clean air. Ryan Blaney, Pat, beginning to ease ever closer to Hamlin for the lead.
Well, I think he's getting the memo that the guy coming after him, William Byron, is closing down as well. Blaney going to have to get up here and challenge for the lead. Maybe he'll do it the next few laps. They're off four.
Ryan Blaney just two car lengths off the back bumper of Denny Hamlin. He's not challenging him, but he's keeping him honest, Rob.
Ryan Blaney did not qualify all that well. Started back in the 15th position, but as is often the case, he races his way to the front. He's typically been the fastest car on mile and a half racetracks, and this is almost a mile and a half.
Now, William Byron's got a long way to go to catch Blaney. He's about 10 car lengths behind him. Then it's forever back to Joey Logano in that fourth spot. Eric Jones down at the bottom of the racetrack in the fifth spot now.
It's kind of interesting. Four or five car lengths, the separation between all the cars except the two up front, with Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney, the separation there maybe two or three car lengths at this point. And it's time now to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Here at the Cracker Barrel 400 at Nashville Super Speedway, Denny Hamlin has led 54 laps of the 150 we've completed. Here at the halfway point, Hamlin leads Ryan Blaney, William Byron in third, Joey Logano fourth, and fifth is Eric Jones.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
33 laps to go in stage number two of the Cracker Barrel 400. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
If you just joined us, we have 30 laps to go in stage number two of the Cracker Barrel 400 here at Nashville Super Speedway. Denny Hamlin won the opening stage. He's now leading the race. He's led a race-high 59 laps to the 51 of Chase Briscoe. We've had four leaders, eight different lead changes.
And don't look now, Mark. Kyle Larson has worked his way up into the top 20. And I say that with a little bit of laughter. It has just been a disastrous evening for Kyle Larson. He did not qualify well. He's had a slow car. He's had to make several trips down pit road. He's avoided a couple of the five cautions that we've had in this race, but now finds himself moving forward.
Alan Cavana has been in his pits, and I'd like to maybe perhaps get an update from Alan in the sense that Kyle Larson's crew, with all the pit stops that you've talked about, seems to me like they've thrown just about everything but the kitchen sink at that race car, Alan, and so far, not so good.
Well, they really did that kitchen sink pit stop way back when they made a wedge adjustment, a track bar adjustment, and they opened up the hood for the front suspension. Ever since then, they've been chipping away at it. Remember, one of those last cautions, he sort of flat-spotted his tire, so they came in and put four new ones on that could be giving him something of an advantage right now, having fresher tires in some of the field. But this is the 5 team. The more they get to work on it, the better that car will get throughout the night.
Battle for the lead, Rob.
Ryan Blaney has caught Denny Hamlin. Took a peek to the inside. Then in turn one, he went to the outside. Now he's half car length back.
That's the way they're going to race down the backstretch. We'll see which way Blaney wants to go down here in turn number three. As he goes to the top side, there's Hamlin at the bottom. Not able to take that position yet. Hamlin still controls it off four.
26 laps left in stage number two. Blaney in the tire tracks of Denny Hamlin as William Byron closes in.
Hamlin, his lead just evaporated instantaneously. Blaney suddenly said, you know what? It's time to take that top spot. So he's really putting the heat on Hamlin. Half a car length between the two.
That's the way they race. Midway down the back stretch. Blaney bearing down on the leader. Wants to lead again here in this race at Nashville. Call it a car length. Still separate first and second.
Chad Fincham, a lap car in front of them. He's done a good job of staying out of the way, but can Ryan Blaney use him as a pick? Just one car length separates the leaders.
Fincham's going to go into turn number one right in front of the race leaders. Hamlin dives to the bottom and his tire tracks as Blaney. Hamlin clears Fincham easier than Blaney does, and that means two car lengths now the lead for Hamlin.
It also means that William Byron's going to be able to get a little bit closer here, as now he's got to work his way around Chad Fincham, but he's not that far from the lead duo. Here comes Hamlin once again off four.
24 laps to go in stage two. It's Hamlin, Blaney, Byron, top three. Then it's way back to fourth, Joey Logano, and then five car lengths back, Derek Jones. Five more to Briscoe, who's getting some heat from Austin Cindric.
Austin Cindric has closed once again to within a couple of car lengths of Chase Briscoe, who was gaining ground on Derek Jones, but no longer as the leaders are in three.
Yeah, that battle's kind of died out there. We'll see if Cindric can run him down the backstretch. Meanwhile, up front, one car separation again, first and second.
Ryan Blaney now driving back up to the rear bumper of Denny Hamlin. He'll try to swing to the outside at the start-finish line and head back to one.
It just appears that the longer the run goes, the better Ryan Blaney's car is, and the more Denny Hamlin starts to struggle. But Hamlin is a master at utilizing lanes that keep the guy behind him guessing where he's going.
Yeah, you called it, Rob. He is very good at knowing where you want to drive your car and keep you at bay. Right now, he's doing exactly that in the middle of turn three and four. Hamlin continues to hold Blaney off.
You know, again, as I look at this leaderboard as we close in on the end of this stage, let's pick up the battle for the lead before we get to that. Hamlin, again, Blaney right there in one.
Hamlin will go to the bottom. Blaney momentarily looked like he was going up top, but he'll follow in the tire tracks as Byron creeping ever closer in that third position.
Yeah, Blaney's going to have to do something or he's going to be dealing with Byron here in just a minute. He's only about seven car lengths behind. The battle up front, once again, Hamlin trying to hold off Blaney. Blaney peeks to the outside, but they'll go up there and block.
Ryan Blaney not able to get to his quarter panel. He'll have to tuck in behind once again. Blaney chases Hamlin into one.
The front three half straightaway ahead of the fourth place car of Joey Logano, so they'll probably settle this stage among themselves. Off turn two, Hamlin, his gap stretches just a bit to about two car lengths, but here comes Blaney back again.
Yeah, he bears right down on the bumper of Hamlin. They go into turn three. Hamlin watching carefully where he takes his race car to stay right in front of Blaney as they work their way off of turn four.
As Blaney pushes Denny Hamlin to the limit, William Byron is closing in, and they have broken away from everyone else.
Hamlin won the first stage. Blaney would like to deny him a second successive one, as would William Byron. Now, all three of those cars are literally within the same shot, Pat.
William Byron has a faster car than both of them in front of him. How is he going to work around him? We're going to see into turn three. Blaney goes right to the bumper of Hamlin. Byron is right there. They stay in each other's tire tracks all four.
Denny Hamlin definitely holding up this train. He talks about aero blocking right now. He's the master of it. And now Ryan Blaney's under threat from William Byron.
William Byron climbs the banking in turn one. He'll go door to door with Blaney. Blaney's still locked on the bottom behind Hamlin. Looks like the advantage is going to be to Byron. He'll take second away from Blaney. Byron's got the run, but Hamlin may make the block. And once again, he's going to go to the inside of Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin leaves the door open, bottom of the racetrack. Byron slides up the track, can't make the pass. Hamlin's going to still control the lead, at least momentarily.
Here's Byron to the inside of Denny Hamlin at the stripe. Byron has the slight advantage. They're back in one.
You know, these stages, both of them have gone long, and for a long time, there was no battling. They get close to the end of the stage, and all of a sudden, they turn up the wick. Three cars under a blanket. And it's Byron only by maybe a fender out in front of Hamlin. Hamlin battles to the outside, out next to the wall. Blaney goes in Hamlin's tire tracks. Byron down at the bottom of the racetrack. The battle for the lead at Nashville stays locked together all four.
17 to go in stage number two. William Byron inside Denny Hamlin. Hamlin has a progressive Toyota in the lead. Now Ryan Blaney takes him three wide.
One Ford, one Chevy, one Toyota, door to door to door in the middle of the banking in turn number two. William Byron eases out to a half car length advantage over Hamlin. We'll clear him off the corner, but Blaney now to the low side. Blaney got a fantastic exit at turn number two. It's got him up battling for the lead. Byron upstairs. Blaney on the bottom of the racetrack. Blaney now with a nose out in front of Byron. Blaney the new leader here all four.
Three different leaders the last three laps. Blaney across the stripe. At this point, only 16 laps to go in stage two.
Blaney gave up the second position to Byron, but by sheer force of will, he goes to and around the machine of Byron, and now will begin to drive off. Three car lengths to lead for Ryan Blaney. So it's Blaney out in front, midway down the backstretch by about 3 to 4 car lengths. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, they're still in close proximity each other midway through 3 and 4. Blaney now leading all four.
15 to go in stage number two. Ryan Blaney leads William Byron and Denny Hamlin. Hamlin's not going to be satisfied settling in third.
The lead for Blaney continues to grow in turn number one, but the Byron-Hamlin fight will still rage in turn number two as they lose touch of the race leader. Be interesting to see if these guys can actually get back to battle with Blaney before this stage ends. Right now, though, that Ford is out in front and pulling away from the Chevy and the Toyota. Here's Blaney again, exit the corner.
Denny Hamlin still running competitive, but has dropped from first to third. Let's get an update on his situation from Alan Cavana.
And after dropping those two spots, Denny Hamlin came on the radio and just said, I've lost all my rear grip. They came back and told him, look, you're just going to have to hang on to it until this stage break. Remember, initially, they told him he may be 1 or 2 laps short on fuel. We've had a bunch of cautions. They haven't really had any more to say about that fuel issue, but it was something they said at the beginning of this run, just to something to keep track of.
13 laps to go here at Nashville Super Speedway as Ryan Blaney continues to lead the Cracker Barrel 400 in stage number two.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
11 to go in stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway. When we come back, we'll take you to the green and white checkered flag. From Nashville, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Ryan Blaney across the stripe, just eight laps to go in stage number two. William Byron trying to keep him in sight.
Well, he is doing that, but he is not closing much. The gap is about 10 car lengths. It's about 25 car lengths now back to the third place machine, Denny Hamlin, as he is really starting to labor.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney is really in control of this at this point, as he's got quite the lead over second, midway through three and four now. It's a long way back to Denny Hamlin. You heard him talking about his race car as he works off a turn number three.
Ryan Blaney looking for his first win of 2025. This would be a stage victory, but a nice one at that.
Yeah, and that's where you got to start. Get yourself a stage, then go get the checkered flag, the black and white one, not just the green and white one. Ryan Blaney, about 10 car lengths his advantage over second running William Byron.
Yeah, really, it's a long way back to a two-car battle as you look at coming off of turn number two. This will be for some points as well. Carson Hocevar going to work on Austin Cindric as the leader now is off turn four. Hocevar trying to increase and get some more points here as this stage comes to a close.
A little farther back in the top 10, Josh Berry now is going to clear Chase Briscoe. So move him up tonight. Briscoe falls back to 10th. And right behind those two cars, Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell fighting it out, trying to get into that battle, Ross Chastain.
The three of the Gibbs cars have really begun to labor. Hamlin, Briscoe, and Ty Gibbs have all lost several positions over the last few laps. Christopher Bell, the only one of the four moving forward.
Yeah, surprising. Christopher Bell, after turning that car around earlier in the race, looks like it's still pretty good here tonight as he works to the top side there, trying to take another spot away.
Christopher Bell in 11th right now. We'll see if he can get up into the top 10 here before the end of stage number two with five laps to go. Bell, though, being challenged by Michael McDowell, who wants back in the top 10.
Yeah, Bell was wanting to get around his teammate, Chase Briscoe. He won't get that done. Now, right behind Bell is Michael McDowell as they're door-to-door off turn two.
Now they work their way down the backstretch again. Everybody scrambling for whatever points they can possibly get at the end of the stage. The leader just now by the stripe, a long way back to the third, fourth, and fifth place cars.
Briscoe trying to hold off Bell, Michael McDowell, Ross Chastain, Ryan Preece driving into that picture with four laps to go in stage two.
Ahead of them, things tightening up for the fifth position. That's where Erik Jones currently is. Behind him is the machine of Austin Cindric, but he is under heavy assault by Carson Hocevar.
Yeah, Jones has got a mirror full of the two of Austin Cindric, and it's about a seven-car length back to Carson Hocevar. Those cars at the bottom of three and four, once again as the leader, goes by the stripe.
It's going to be three laps to go in stage number two. Ryan Blaney continues to lead, but that battle has Cindric in sixth, Hocevar seventh, Zane Smith in eighth.
And Smith has picked up four or five spots in the last 10 or 15 laps. He's up to the eighth position. He was 12th just a handful of laps ago, trying to follow Carson Hocevar around Austin Cindric.
And separation of those cars is three to five car lengths now as they work down the backstretch. Watching Austin Cindric close down on Erik Jones now. Cindric trying to make a move around Jones off of turn number four as the laps wind out.
This happening with two laps left in stage number two. Cindric, a big block on Hocevar as they head to one.
Best race for position right now, and that's the fifth spot that's up for grabs. Erik Jones no longer keeping pace with Logano, who's pulled away in fourth, all over his back bumper, Cindric and Hocevar.
Yeah, Hocevar may have a faster car, but he's having a hard time exiting the corner. He goes down into turn number three, trying to work the back bumper of Cindric. Now he'll edge up underneath him, work him up off the corner, but Hocevar, or Cindric rather, is going to hold him off.
One to go here in stage number two. Carson Hocevar trying to work his way up from 7th to 6th as he'll continue to fight Austin Cindric.
Two car lengths back of Cindric. Cindric was using the bottom lane. He moves up trying to find a better line. That opens the inside lane for Hocevar. Hocevar won't be able to get him, but he's got the right rear quarter panel right alongside.
Hocevar will try to work that spot as we watch the leader off turn number four coming back down to the stripe one more time here.
Ryan Blaney takes the green and white checkered flag, finishing up stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway. William Byron will finish second. Denny Hamlin third. Joey Logano fourth here at the end of stage number two, with Eric Jones fifth. Sixth, Austin Cindric. Seventh, Carson Hocevar. Eighth, Zane Smith. Josh Berry ninth. And Christopher Bell, 10th.
Stage number two presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number 8 car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank. When we come back, we'll have pit stops at the end of stage number two here at Nashville Super Speedway.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
Campfire Meals are back for the summer at Cracker Barrel. Mmm, the tender, juicy season just right. Cooked in a tin-foil packet to perfection, fan favorite campfire chicken you love has returned, along with a whole menu of campfire delights starting at just $10.99, like campfire beef, the new campfire shrimp skillet, and, oh, do I smell, a s'mores brownie. Mm. Campfire summer chicken meals are back, but not for long. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel. Price may vary by location. Check your local store for pricing and availability.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway as Ryan Blaney has won stage number two of the Cracker Barrel 400. Pit Road is going to remain closed this time by. When we come back, it is going to get busy, however. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
These drivers desperately want fresh tires. These cars are very thirsty for Sunoco Racing Fuel. They're about to get both. Pit Road is open as the pace car takes him out of turn number 4. Ryan Blaney, stage 2 winner, is going to drop down as we start things off at the entrance of Pit Road in Heather DeBow.
And Ryan Blaney's teammate Joey Logano will come in from that fourth position. He told the team he's struggling to get into the corner, and then on the long run he is loose in and loose off. So they're going to do an air pressure adjustment on the right rear to help with that long run. Also, Ross Chastain saying he's too loose on the throttle at the end and losing rear grip in the corners. Wendy Venturini.
Well, Denny Hamlin couldn't say it strongly enough. He is losing all rear grip. They waited a long time on fuel to make an adjustment on that 11 car. Austin Cindric, they used strategy to get up in the field. Lost a few positions, but they'll make an air pressure adjustment, try to keep that track position, Wendy.
Ryan Blaney is already down and away. He was a little bit free in clean air, but asked his crew chief, Jonathan Nassler, not to make too big of a swing. Also, William Byron reported the right rear tire just went away there. They came in for 4 tires, fuel, and a wedge adjustment for William Byron.
With a 9.7-second stop, Joey Logano, after taking on Sunoco Fuel and 4 tires, is going to lead them off the pit lane, followed by his teammate Ryan Blaney. Also a 4-tire stop with Eric Jones, number 3, off of pit road. Then it's Denny Hamlin, Carson Hocevar, William Byron, Austin Cindric, and Josh Berry.
At NAPA, we are the pros that turn your check engine-like questions into solutions. From diagnostic tools to premium replacement parts like O2 sensors, we've got everything your business needs to quickly diagnose and solve the problem. Whatever's triggering those dashboard alerts, our nationwide network delivers the right parts right when you need them. Because in the battle with check engine lights, we make sure you always win. Find your parts right now at NAPA.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
We're about to head into the final stage of the Cracker Barrel 400. We'll have 111 laps to go right now from Nashville Super Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard Truck Boxes and Heather DeBow.
And here now with Paul Wolf, crew chief for Joey Logano. Paul, we didn't really see you wait for fuel there. Interesting strategy. What's on your mind here as we get ready to go green?
Well, I mean, track position's everything. It's really hard to pass, and we just need enough fuel to connect the final stage, and we got that, and we got track position as well. So hopefully we can take the clean air and take advantage of it.
Thank you for your time.
You bet.
All right, for over half a century, pros have relied on WeatherGuard to protect their gear. A WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. WeatherGuard, established 1968, proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. And, Mark, this is pay me now, pay me later. You wait on fuel, you lose spots. You don't wait on fuel, you're going to have to get it at some point.
Joey Logano almost had equipment out of the pit box because he dragged his gas man, gas can, and everything. And they actually literally grabbed him and caught him as he was going outside the pit box. A penalty on pit road, too quick over the wall for the 21. Also a pit road penalty for the 6 car as well. So we want to document Denny Hamlin wins stage number one, his third stage win of the year. Ryan Blaney matches him, gets stage win number two, his third on the year as well.
Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza as they're choosing right now. The leaderboard update by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Joey Logano, the leader. Ryan Blaney, second. Eric Jones, third. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. Fifth, Carson Hocevar. William Byron, sixth. Seventh, Austin Cindric. Kyle Busch up to eighth. Ninth, Christopher Bell. Ross Chastain in 10th.
Rest of the top 20, Cole Custer in 11th. 12th is Bubba Wallace. Chase Elliott, 13th. 14th, Tyler Reddick. Shane Van Gisbergen in 15th. 16th, Zane Smith. Kyle Larson, 17th. 18th, Chase Briscoe. 19th, Michael McDowell. Daniel Suarez rounds out the top 20, Pat.
Yep, and we're ready to go. Pair of Fords up here at the front. Pace car is on the pit road. Fans are on their feet. They're ready for stage three. Here we go, back to the restart zone.
Joey Logano leads him into that Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is back out. Logano gets a big bump from Hamlin. He'll have the lead in turn one.
And Hamlin tried to go up the middle, then he went way to the bottom, but neither would work, and he'll settle back. He'll lose the third, fourth position to the outside. Here comes the car of Eric Jones to the bottom of the racetrack. It is Logano and Blaney.
William Byron making a bold move there on that restart. He goes right in there to battle for the second spot. It'll be Logano, though, pulling the train
off of turn four.
Ryan Blaney runs second. William Byron third. Eric Jones makes a move. He slides in front of Denny Hamlin, takes away that four spot. Then it's Carson Hocevar side by side with Chastain and Busch behind him.
Now Eric Jones will go to work on the third place car of William Byron. He'll now lose a bit of ground to Hamlin off turn two. Hamlin will draw dead even. The front three down the backstretch single file.
Hamlin trying to dispatch with the 43 there of Eric Jones as we get the caution flag turn number two, Rob.
Yeah, not sure who that was. Maybe I can get an identification momentarily. Car spins.
Ryan Preece,
who was running in about the 15th position. He's been in that spot most of the evening. This is not going to be the way he wants to go, as this RFK team has struggled tonight. He had been the best of the three all night long.
So two drivers right there just above the bubble. Ryan Preece was on it coming into this race, just ahead of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Both now have had problems in this event.
Yeah, and this is a tough thing. Chris Buescher, who was behind Ryan Preece in the standings, when we look at him, he's running 26, Mark, but that is still plenty of time in this race to make up ground. What do we see with Ryan Preece on the replay?
Ryan Preece in a big gaggle of traffic. He was in the middle lane, cars to his right, cars to his left, and it looks like he just got a little bit tail happy. He went down into that turn and, again, didn't seem to have any contact from any other cars, but got in a position where not a lot of air to work with. That car turned around.
Every one of the teams being told by their crew chief, save Sunoco fuel. Again, we saw decisions made on pit road. Paul Wolf told Joey Logano, go on the jack. He almost ripped the gas can out of pit road as well. Some other teams, they decided to top off with Sunoco race fuel. Someone's going to have to pay the price on either side of that when we come down. We will have to pit at least one more time before the end of this race, as we have 106, 100, and now five laps to go.
And again, 1 second, 2 seconds saved on pit road here at the end of the race could be the difference.
Last year at Gateway in St. Louis, Ryan Blaney's team saved a second and a half time on pit road on fuel savings. They came off of pit road and gained a second and a half on teammate Austin Cindric. Ryan Blaney was leading all the way until the white flag, until that extra second and a half they needed showed up, and Austin Cindric flat out won that race.
So many of these races, man, fuel mileage comes into play. It just does. And there's a lot of strategy involved with it. And again, as we're talking about, not every time they come down pit lane, they get a full tank of Sunoco. Sometimes, again, they go early figuring, hey, we're going to have to split this stage at some point. But even then, at that point, they're going to have to take on a full load of fuel and at least, again, play into what could potentially be an overtime here at Nashville. Again, last year, a record 5 overtimes, a record 31 additional laps in this event. They certainly got a plan for at least one or two of those.
Yeah, you're going to have to plan for sure, because we've seen when we had the restarts coming into stage number two, well, then we had caution, restart, and then we went racing. Well, now we've had restart, caution. We're going to head back through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone again. We're not getting the one to go signal just yet. 104 laps to go now in the Cracker Barrel 400 here at Nashville. And boy, I'll tell you what, this sellout crowd here at Nashville Super Speedway is being treated to one heck of a show on the racetrack.
I tell you what, when you see the pictures from TV overhead of this racetrack with the lights on, the full grandstands, it is quite a sight to see here in Lebanon, Tennessee. If you just joined us, 6 leaders, we've had 12 lead changes, 7 caution flags. Denny Hamlin has led the most laps, 71. Ryan Blaney has led 58. Again, Hamlin winning stage number one, his 57th career stage win. For Ryan Blaney, he wins stage two. Like Hamlin, his third of the year. Career-wise, for Ryan Blaney, that was stage win number 43. So that gets you up to date a bit there. Also, in points scored today, after two stages, Denny Hamlin has scored the most points, 18. Byron, 16. Blaney, 14. Then you have Logano and Reddick have scored 9 apiece.
Mark, I want to mention that coming up here at the end of the month, we're going to be back at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Still some racing to come, Michigan, Mexico City, Pocono Raceway. Then we go to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quaker State 400 weekend. Friday night, June 27th, the Xfinity Series Focused Hells 250. Saturday night, the Quaker State 400. That is going to be an amazing race weekend. I would encourage fans to go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com and get your tickets now, because we are planning for some big intensity on that racetrack.
All right, folks, I got to be, this is 100% honesty right now. the best racing, I feel like, on the entire series is at Atlanta Motor Speedway right now. There is no racing on a 1.5-mile track like anything that even remotely looks like Atlanta Motor Speedway. And in my career, broadcasting these races over 40 years, that is still, right now in my mind, the craziest racing ever on a 1.5-mile racetrack. I cannot wait to get back to Atlanta.
When it comes to Speedway-style racing, we see a lot that happens. When it comes to Speedway-style racing under the lights, well, then you see all the sparks when things happen as well. Joey Logano leads the Cracker Barrel 400 here at Nashville Super Speedway. Ryan Blaney, his teammate, will start on the front row alongside of him. William Byron runs third. Eric Jones running fourth. Fifth is Denny Hamlin. Sixth, Carson Hocevar. Ross Chastain up to seventh now. Kyle Busch up to eighth. Ninth, Austin Cindric. Tenth, Christopher Bell.
The rest of our top 20, Cole Custer 11th. 12th is Bubba Wallace. Chase Elliott back to 13th. 14th, Tyler Reddick. Kyle Larson somehow is 15th. 16th, Michael McDowell. Zane Smith 17th. Then it's Suarez, Briscoe, and Shane Van Gisbergen rounding out the top 20.
At the fans are on their feet right now.
Yes, they are. With good reason, too, man. This is really getting good up front. Joey Logano with his team. Teammate getting ready to head for the restart zone.
All right, here we go. Joey Logano through the Echo Park Autovrona restart zone. A big jump on his teammate Ryan Blaney. Blaney will head to hang to his outside right quarter panel.
Obviously that inside lane, it just gets a better restart, but Ryan Blaney will not be daunted. Off turn number two, he'll wrestle that lead away in fine style and go to work as he heads down the backstretch.
Boy, look at Eric Jones go. He is battling for that second spot side by side with Joey Logano. They stay locked together midway through three and four. Here the field comes off of four.
Eric Jones trying to keep Logano pinned just a bit to the inside as they cross the stripe. It is a dead heat for second. Door to door, Byron and Hamlin behind him.
A few laps ago, Joey Logano made a very ugly block down the front stretch on Eric Jones, but Jones tries to get around him the clean way down the back straightaway. Half car length is the advantage for second position for Jones.
Logano fights back on the inside. Right behind him, Denny Hamlin, William Byron. They're locked together. Ross Chastain and Carson Hocevar stay locked up for position as well.
Ryan Blaney out front by himself, but the next three rows side by side. Logano, Eric Jones, Hamlin, William Byron, Chastain, Carson Hocevar into one.
So much for single file racing. Things really beginning to heat up as we're into the final third of this race tonight. Eric Jones still battling Joey Logano for the second position. Some eight car lengths back of Blaney.
Logano not letting him go. Goes right to his bumper now as they enter turn three. Wow, that's close between those two cars. Logano wedges his way underneath and they stay locked together all four.
Eric Jones tried to block the inside going to three and Logano said nothing doing. They're still locked door to door. So is Byron and Hamlin.
Those four are literally tied together on the racetrack. They've eased away just a bit from the sixth place fight. Hocevar and Ross Chastain continue to do battle. So yeah. Blaney leads, and then it's three side-by-side battles.
And right behind them, Kyle Busch awfully racy here with Bubba Wallace. They also lock together. Finally, some separation between first, second, and third with Blaney up front.
Don't look now. Kyle Larson has driven into the top 10 for the first time tonight. If he wants to gain a spot, he's got to get in front of two drivers, Kyle Busch and Bubba Wallace, racing side-by-side.
Kyle Larson, kind of like a cockroach. You just can't kill him, and he has battled his way back from adversity all night long into the top 10. Kyle Busch also in the top 10 for the first time tonight.
And the more they run side by side, the better it is for that number five car. Larson trying to make some moves now. Finally, that group up front, the sixth, if you will, have separated from each other.
As they work down to the line, still 97 laps to go in this race. Kyle Larson trying to reel in Kyle Busch and eighth place running Bubba Wallace.
Ahead of them, single file now, second through fifth. Sixth place still side by side between Chastain up top, Hocevar on the bottom. Hocevar now will get the position off too.
Up front, once again, Logano has the 43 of Eric Jones in his mirror. Denny Hamlin is there. William Byron right behind them. Then you find Hocevar midway through three and four with Ross Chastain.
96 to go here at Nashville Super Speedway. Ryan Blaney pulling away by almost a second. Then it's Joey Logano, Eric Jones, and Denny Hamlin.
They race nose to tail into turn number one. Hamlin will try to find some clean air to the middle group. He hooks to the outside of Eric Jones off turn number two, but Jones will slide up in front to block.
And Hamlin now goes to work, looks for a way to get underneath Jones as they go into three and four. Once again, Hamlin takes a peek to the inside, can't pull the trigger now off of four.
Erik Jones has three Cup Series wins, but the last one came at Darlington in the fall of 2022, and Hamlin now challenging him for third spot.
Jones may not get the win tonight, but he has really proven that Legacy Motor Club is here to stay. He's had a strong run. Now he'll feel some pressure from William Byron. Byron going to try to take advantage of the 43 now. He's got the preferred inside groove. He pushes the car up just a little bit. Byron stays door-to-door for that fifth spot.
William Byron, a little bit of an advantage over Erik Jones, but Jones is going to keep him honest. Jones still with the advantage as they head back to one.
They remain side by side. Blaney leads by 10 car lengths over Logano. Six back to Hamlin in third. Then this tussle for the fourth position. Byron with a half car length advantage, but Jones battles back.
They stay side by side in that battle. Once again, William Byron to the inside. Jones to the outside there. Behind him, Josevar looking on and climbing in closer to that two.
Josevar, just a lap or two ago, got by Ross Chastain to take over that sixth spot. He now takes a peek at Byron and Jones side by side up ahead.
Carson Josevar qualified a disappointing 26th yesterday, but he's got a much better race car than that. Battled his way up 20 spots, now rides in sixth and is trying to run down Byron and Jones.
Here's the leader once again down into turn number three. Ryan Blaney, long way back to second. Joey Logano, then it's Denny Hamlin, the top three as they run off the corner.
Erik Jones was able to wrestle away that four spot from William Byron. Byron, however, is going to stay on his back bumper. He'll look low into one.
And that is the closest thing to a side-by-side battle among the top ten right now. And Jones eases away by about a car length and a half off two. Byron trying to close.
Right in front of them, Denny Hamlin crawling closer and closer to the 22 of Joey Logano. He'll close it down to about a car length and a half now as he looks for that second position.
So, Brad, taking a look at a couple of cars that have just recently broke top ten. Kyle Larson has struggled just about the whole race, but they made number of extra pit stops. We heard from Alan Kavanagh how they sort of did everything. They pushed everything at it but the kitchen sink. Kyle Busch yesterday, he wrecked one lap into practice. Not wrecked, but spun. And so they really didn't get a practice session. So it seems like early on in this race, kind of like their tune-up, and through strategy and improving the race car, all of a sudden Kyle Busch has showed up top 10.
That's a great point. Both of these Kyles, you know, you look back to last week in the Coca-Cola 600, Ross Chastain was in a backup car. He drove his way to the front. What's different about Kyle Larson tonight? Kyle Larson just wasn't good. Yesterday, he wasn't good when we started this race, but now that we're into the final third, finally in the top 10, this would be a miracle if they could pull something off and would say everything and send a huge message to the rest of the field if they can make something big happen here tonight.
Yeah, a bad night turned into a good one at this point by Kyle Larson's team. Now the question is, can it be turned into a great one? And we still have, at this particular point, 88 laps to go in this race. And again, Larson starting to make some moves, and now we're watching Hamlin going after Logano. This is the fight for second on the back straightaway.
Yeah, Hamlin thought he could go to the outside and get around Logano. Now he pulls down to the bottom as Logano is in the middle lane of three and four. Hamlin and Logano locked together now off of four for that position.
Denny Hamlin will try and clear him. He's not able to do it. Logano's going to be able to draw once again to his outside. Logano still the advantage as they head back to one.
Well, let's see who out-duels whom as they enter turn number one. It is a dead heat. It is a slight advantage off turn two by Hamlin, but Logano comes charging back on the outside.
Pretty evenly matched right now at this point as they race their way into three. Hamlin once again goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He gets the nose out in front of Logano. Now it looks like he's got that spot as he slides up in front.
So with 87 laps to go, Denny Hamlin, the new challenger to Ryan Blaney, as he crosses the stripe, the gap back to that second spot is 1 second. The rest of our top five, Logano, Jones, Byron, here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ryan Blaney leading the Cracker Barrel 400, and then we've got a breakaway behind him with Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Eric Jones, and William Byron. Who will make it to Progressive Victory Lane? We'll have 84 laps to go. A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive makes bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Nashville Super Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Nashville Super Speedway as Ryan Blaney, looking for his first victory of 2025, continues to lead with 81 laps to go. Denny Hamlin in his 700th career start, chasing him down. Let's give you a Cracker Barrel leaderboard. You know, summer's heating up, and so is dinner at Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back, starting at just $10.99. You can feast on juicy, tender chicken, beef, or shrimp, butter broth veggies, and our smoky classic campfire seasoning. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel.
Ryan Blaney, our leader, he has now led a race-high 80 laps to Denny Hamlin, 71. And ironically, Hamlin is the guy chasing him, still 1 second back. Joey Logano, third. Eric Jones, fourth. Fifth is William Byron. Sixth is Carson Hocevar. Ross Chastain, seventh. Eighth is Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Kyle Larson. Kyle Busch in 10th.
11th is Christopher Bell. Tyler Reddick running in 12th. Austin Cindric, 13th. 14th is Cole Custer. Zane Smith, 15th. Michael McDowell, his teammate, 16th. Chase Elliott, 17th. 18th is Daniel Suarez. 19th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Chase Briscoe, your pole sitter, now runs 20th.
Austin Dillon, 21st. Chris Buescher, 22nd. Then you have Brad Keselowski, 23rd. 24th, Todd Gilliland. A.J. Allmendinger, 25th. Ty Dillon, his colleague racing teammate, 26th. Riley Herbst, 27th. Josh Berry, 28th. 29th, Ryan Preece. 30th, Ty Gibbs.
John Hunter Nemechek, 31st. Justin Haley, 32nd. J.J. Yaley, 33rd. All of those cars on the lead lap. Minus one in 34th is Cody Ware. Chad Fincham, minus 7th, is 35th. 36th is Corey Heim. He's out of the race. Alex Bowman, 37th. He is back on the track. Minus 100, four laps. Noah Gregson will finish 38th. He's out of the race. 39th will be Ricky Stenhouse Jr., also out of the Cracker Barrel 400.
Right now, Blaney and Hamlin pushing each other. They are 1 and 2 as far as the quickest laps on the scoreboard. Also jumping in there from time to time. Third place, Joey Logano. Blaney across the stripe. The gap to Hamlin, 1 second. It's been that way for the past 4, 5, 6 laps. Blaney and Hamlin, their gap has stayed the same. They've kind of drifted a little bit away from Joey Logano.
Mark, we're hearing about 7 more laps or so. We might start a cycle of green flag pit stops. And looking out on the racetrack, Blaney's got a nice lead over Denny Hamlin, who has a nice lead over Joey Logano. Logano only about 5 car lengths in front of Eric Jones. Then it's Ryan Blaney. And Rob, I'm wondering if Carson Hocevar might be able to pull into the 5th spot here before too long.
Well, he has been closing on William Byron the last several laps. He'll get to within 4 or 5 car lengths, and then it kind of stabilizes. He'll settle back and then he'll close once again. So third through sixth about equal in terms of speed right now.
Yeah, Josevar has been impressive tonight behind him. That's where you find Ross Chastain and Bubba Wallace. Chastain also trying to catch back up to Josevar, but not making much of the ground at this point.
So at this point, we're coming up on key pit stops. Coming into this race, the top three rated pit crews, all Toyota teams. You have Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Ty Gibbs. But since they made a roster change at Talladega, Ryan Blaney's number 12 team has been the best rated pit crew. And let me tell you, they're going to want to hit a good one right here to try to keep Ryan in the lead.
Yeah, they're going to have to earn their money here tonight in the Cracker Barrel 400. So, Mark, let's say they pit somewhere around lap 230, maybe lap 240, somewhere in between the next 5 to 15 laps is what we're hearing. That is still going to be a very long run to the end of this race. The Sunoco fuel window, about 80 laps. They're talking about coming in with 70 to go. They're going to really have to pack these cars tight with Sunoco.
Now, what's interesting now is that Ryan Blaney, to start this race, went longer than anybody in stage number one, and that strategy was able to allow him to leapfrog into the lead. So will they go early? Do they go late? What do they do this time? They were certainly going to keep the field guessing just a bit.
Yeah, the one thing, if you're the one setting the bar, everyone knows where that bar is and they're chasing it. The other part of it, too, if you're a crew chief, well, you can strategize against what they're doing. If you're Ryan Blaney's crew chief, Jonathan Hassler, right now you're thinking, whatever move we make, everyone else gets the benefit to react off of that move, or the move we don't make, depending on how that goes.
And the one thing that we need to talk about, there hasn't been a huge drop-off in our lap times, and that has certainly helped. Blaney in the lead running now basically 30 seconds flat, 30.1 for Hamlin. So the pace has remained very fast. Not a lot of tire drop-off tonight. A very good tire brought here by Goodyear. And so that plays into this as well.
Yeah, Blaney might have just run the fastest lap of the race. Actually, Denny Hamlin has the fastest lap of the race right now at this point. But a 30.063 for Ryan Blaney is just incredible pace right now. There were drivers who qualified slower than that.
Again, this is at lap 229. This isn't lap one. This isn't, you know, 50 laps into the race. This is 229 laps into the race, and they are still running some very quick laps.
Yeah, and Ryan Blaney, by the way, pulling away from Denny Hamlin, who is running in second. And right now, the advantage, 1.4 seconds over second place. Back to third place, 3.5 seconds. That's where Joey Logano runs. Eric Jones is 3.8 seconds back. So the field's starting to spread out here just a little bit. But as we know, somehow that accordion starts to squeeze tighter and tighter, Mark, as we get down to the end of this race. We've got 70 to go.
And again, we've talked a lot about Carson Hocevar. Done an outstanding job tonight. He was second at Atlanta. That was a career best finish. One other top 10 so far this season, sixth at Talladega. He was 34th at Charlotte, and that made for six finishes of 30th or worse in the opening 13 races for Carson Hocevar. And again, that stat doesn't say how good they've run, how fast they've been. It's just simply how they have finished at times. Again, great car, bad finish.
Picking up some action on the racetrack. Pat Patterson, Ross Chastain just came off of turn number two. Looks like Bubba Wallace is catching him. Looks like Kyle Larson is catching Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, they're starting to run a little closer as we watch Kyle Larson try to catch up to Bubba and to Ross Chastain. They worked their way off of turn number four.
Chastain, a former winner at Nashville, currently running seventh, right in his tire tracks. Bubba Wallace, Larson trying to catch up in turn one.
Ross Chastain just hasn't found the car to his liking all evening long. He's normally a good long-run driver, but tonight he's losing ground in the long runs as Bubba is really closing. About a four-car change in between Chastain and Bubba, and then it's about four or five cars back to Larson. Those three almost kind of by themselves right now with no traffic around them.
23-11 Racing has struggled over the past several weeks. Bubba Wallace currently running eighth right now. Would love to try and take away seventh from Chastain.
Just about three car lengths of separation now as Ross goes to the bottom right in his tire tracks. It's Bubba Wallace, another six car lengths back as Larson, who's better than he's been all night long. Yeah, Bubba was talking before the race about kind of getting back to the basics and just try to start hitting, making some base hits, and that's what he's trying to do here tonight. He goes to the top side of the racetrack trying to gain some ground on Ross Chastain.
So as the leader, Blaney, goes by, the gap back to Hamlin has grown to 1.8 seconds. That's basically double what it was when Hamlin moved into the second spot. We're also now within 66 laps of the checkered flag. And, man, the computer's got to be going overtime now trying to work out what is going to be the final strategy and when they will make, hopefully, their final pit stop if the race stays green.
I think all of those pit boxes right now are shaking on pit road, Mark, not because of the thunder of the 39 cars that are in this race, because of the foot tapping from the crew chief trying to make that decision. When do we come down for what might be our final pit stop? With 65 to go, they are well within their window. But what is going to be the best thing to do? You mentioned Ryan Blaney. They stayed out longer than anyone in stage number one. We look at Kyle Larson, who's finally up into the top 10, running in ninth. Cliff Daniels brought him down the first car in stage number one, and the gap between Larson and Blaney was about 35 laps or so between those two making their first pit stop.
Each of those teams have a war room, right? And they've got computer programs now running. How do we get to the checkered flag first? Not the fastest car, but how do we strategize right now with our fuel mileage and whatnot for the cars up front to get there first? Ryan Blaney, I think he is the linchpin. Whatever they decide is going to certainly play into what everybody else has to do.
And again, if you're Jonathan Hassler, if you bring in Ryan Blaney early, you can actually really set the strategy for the other crew chiefs behind you. Because look, if you can't beat them on the racetrack, Mark, the only way to beat him is to do something different. And Jonathan Hassler can't afford, I don't feel, to do something crazy on pit strategy and to allow the other teams to actually do something different.
Also, they're working on a delta so that if Blaney came down pit road, where would he come out? Would he come out on clear track? Would he come out in the middle of a pack? They would love for him to come out where he has some clean air, and that's part of the calculation as well. Blaney back by the line, now 62 to go here in the Cracker Barrel 400.
Watching a battle on the racetrack right now for cars in the back of the top 20, but one of them is our pole sitter, Chase Briscoe. Another one, the Australian driver, Shane Van Gisbergen. These two hung side by side into one.
For Shane Van Gisbergen, running his first race ever at Nashville Super Speedway, and he's just getting progressively better as the season goes on. Looks like he's going to clear Chase Briscoe down the back straightaway. Now Briscoe will back down a spot here as they work their way down into turns three and four. Good night for Shane Van Gisbergen to learn a lot about concrete here in Nashville.
He's certainly learning well. He has one top 10 this year. That's a sixth at COTA. But he's been a work in progress on the ovals, but he's holding Chase Briscoe off.
And he needs to pull away from Briscoe because Austin Dillon is closing on Briscoe. As the group of them, there's a whole group of cars right up in front of them is Michael McDowell.
Yeah, Austin Dillon is there. Chris Buescher is there as well as they work their way down into turn number three. Briscoe not able to make any more gains as he works on Van Gisbergen off of four.
So for the New Zealander, Shane Van Gisbergen, Mark, he is now running in the top 20. He's getting better and better on ovals as we go. His teammate Ross Chastain, one of them is running in seventh. Daniel Suarez has struggled a bit tonight here, but he's running in 17th. 300 career starts for Trackhouse, the team for which they drive. This is their home track as Trackhouse is headquarters based here in Nashville.
Again, a good night. Not a great night, but certainly Trackhouse Racing, since they came into being, has created a lot of noise. Justin Marks and what he's been able to do. And again, he just doesn't do NASCAR racing. He's got the Grand Prix motorcycle team that runs the big motorcycle races in Europe, which I love to watch. They are the craziest people on the planet, running 200 miles an hour in those machines.
All right, it looks like pit road is starting to open up. We've got 58 laps to go. Eric Jones appears to be our first taker as he heads down to the 45-mile-per-hour pit road speed limit. Again, does this open up the cycle for the rest of the field? Eric Jones gives up a top five running spot to come down to pit road, and he has got a long, long way to go as he is about two-thirds of the way down. Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, they are going to come down. It's Eric Jones filling it with Sunoco fuel, the second fuel can being topped in there. As we know, this is a long run for these guys, a little bit slow on the left side, especially I think they were waiting on fuel from my vantage point.
Carson Hocevar now is on pit lane. He'll make his final pit stop of the night. We see a couple of other cars jumping on to pit road. Michael McDowell in that group as well. These are scheduled green flag pit stops coming with 57 laps to go. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Easy in for Carson Hocevar with an opening right there and not a lot of cars on pit road. It's four tires two cans of fuel, and also down pit road, we have Michael McDowell coming in at the same time. It's going to be four tires as they continue from the right side to the left side, Heather DeBoe.
And Ross Chastain was being told to save fuel, so this green flag stop isn't as long, but as far as his handling was going, he said he's a little free on throttle and loose everywhere for the one of Ross Chastain.
All right, so Ross Chastain, again, another one of those cars waiting on fuel. And we saw this, Mark. This is the pay me now, pay me later. Those cars that got off pit road earlier, they're paying later as Joey Logano comes in front of Heather DeBoe.
And Joey Logano saying that he was tight to start this run but started to free up, and he wanted to be tightened up on this green flag pit stop. So the team going to work for Goodyear Tires and Sunoco Fuel, Alan Cavada.
They've worked on it all night for Kyle Larson. This is the best he's been running. Still a little loose, turns one and two. We're giving him some issues, but he's in for his last scheduled stop. They'll put four tires on it and fill it full of fuel.
Joey Logano rolls by him at 45 miles per hour after his stop. Kyle Larson now exits pit road. Let's go down. Bubba Wallace now pitting. Let's go back to Alan Cavada.
Bubba Wallace has recovered from an early pit road speeding issue. He finished seventh in this race last year, running in the top 10 again now. He said the car was too free for his liking. They're going around to the left side. Still in the 23 car, full of fuel. Waiting, waiting, waiting. He is on and off pit road.
All right, so here we go. Ryan Blaney still out there on the racetrack. He will continue to lead. It's going to be 52 laps to go the next time by, but this pit cycle is open, and as we saw on stage number one, Mark, they're stretching it out.
Ty Dillon, who's had a decent race tonight, he is now pitting under green. We see a couple of other cars dropping onto pit road. Chase Elliott is going to be among those cars. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And Chase was loose that run, but better than the last one, and their crew chief, Alan Gustafson, told him, you're going to wait on the jack and then go. Sunoco Fuel going in that number nine machine, and they're going to send him.
So Ryan Blaney, the leader, is on pit road at 45 miles per hour. He comes into the view of Wendy Venturini.
It's Chris Buescher right now getting his four tires while Ryan Blaney swings around him for four tires. And Sunoco Fuel, they're already working on the left side. Ryan Blaney came in at a little bit of a tight angle, making his crew work a little bit for that pit stop. Heather DeBoe.
Coming in now is the 42 of John Hunter Nemechek. For her scheduled pit stop, the team going to work on the right side with two tires, and coming around to the left for the other two tires on the 42, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Briscoe is now on pit road. He started from that